If you think about it, few tasks take a specific amount of time. For example, if you're washing your car, it could take 10 minutes or it could take 2 hours. It depends on how much time you're willing to spend doing it. The longer you spend, within reason, the better the results. The same is true for user experience design. When we spend time on the details, it improves the user experience. Websites like Little Big Details is full of examples of design details that you could deem as unnecessary, but in reality, those kinds of little details transform the user experience. These little details make all the difference, don't they? If you make a user smile, they're more likely to remember you. Small enhancements in the user interface can make a user's life easier. Or a subtle nudge in the design can push a user towards a certain action. The polish in a design can be all it takes to convince a user of your professionalism and the quality of your offering. These small things make such a big difference, but they take time. Time to think of and time to put into place. Time that is so often lacking from projects. The problem is with how we select designers. We send out an invitation to tender and several designers respond. The brief may be exactly the same, but the prices you get back are going to be different because different designers have assigned different amounts of time to the design process. The question is, how much are you willing to pay for design? If you go for the cheapest quote, then the attention to detail will be lacking. It's that straightforward. The designer just won't have the time to add those details. That's why at Headscape, we always ask about your budget. We want to know how much time we're going to get to spend on design. We want to know how much you're willing to pay. Keeping your budget secret means that we have to guess how much you want to pay. It makes no sense because the winner isn't the best designer, but the person who guesses closest to the figure you had in mind, that or the person that charges the least. Next time you hire a designer, make sure you have a conversation with them about design first and about budget. Find out whether the designer is comfortable with your budget and what is possible within those limits. This conversation is vital. So if you have a procurement department involved, don't allow them to stop you talking to the supplier. At Headscape, we would just walk away in that kind of situation. That's how important we believe those conversations are.